This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will get to the purple and gold question of the day in a little bit, but we are going to take a couple of the dominant themes of the day today as we get going. That would be Wall Street, consumer spending, tariffs, also the ever-important idea of economic growth, and roll them into our lead story. You ready? Here goes. Wall Street was lousy today, in part because of a report that the Trump administration is getting ready to impose taxes on the other half of everything the United States imports from China that we don't already have tariffs on. And we got new figures on consumer spending this morning. We, consumers that is, spent more for the seventh straight month last month. And that, indirectly, I'll admit, gets us to Marketplace's Sabri Benishore and where one imagines things go from here.
With consumers spending more and more and more for the past 7 months without wages ramping up, you might wonder whether some kind of shoe is going
to
drop.
There's no imminent reason to believe that consumer spending is poised for a material slowdown.
James Bonnecker is with economic forecasting firm IHS Market. GDP growth was 3.5% in the third quarter, faster than economists were expecting.
The state of the consumer is pretty much the best it's been in decades. And, you know, that's characterized by low unemployment, rising incomes, and then the tax cuts, of course.
This is despite slow wage growth. Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS.
We saw decent overall income growth just because people have been putting in more hours. We've been having more people being hired. Even though the wages for individuals have been going up rather modestly, they're starting to pick up more now.
As long as jobs keep getting created, consumer spending should be strong. So what might threaten jobs? Well, tariffs, for one.
Over the next 6 months or so, it's likely that we will see some slowing in employment and income as firms take a wait-and-see attitude on the tariffs, and the tariffs slowly bind on the economy and start raising prices.
Still, Dettmeister expects that to be temporary. Some firms will suffer, some will fail, others will adapt. Richard DeKayser is an economist with Wells Fargo & Company. He says there's a threat to employment and spending closer to home.
We've got growing headwinds in the form of higher interest rates. Federal Reserve has raised rates several times over the past few years.
And if those rates continue to go up, that could be a drag on home sales and auto loans next year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.